This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Steve Prince on the line from Warriors Set Free. Of course, that's a division of Set Free Ministries. And Steve, we're going to be talking about Veterans Day. It's right around the corner. Normally, we talk about veterans and first responders, and we talk about the suicide statistics and, you know, kind of the numbers, like the numbers reason for this ministry. But I want to take a little bit of a different approach and really look at the human side of things. Are there any stories or experiences that stand out to you as kind of a reminder, like this is why we do what we do? If you could share a couple with us.
Sure. Along with Warriors Set Free, we've connected with another ministry where we do a very similar approach over a weekend event. So it's a Wednesday night through a Sunday, and it's called the Heroes Return. It started out of Texas, but part of the experience with that is we do reach out to the families of these veterans for a special surprise that we have. But I get to talk to some of the spouses of some of the vets that we've worked with through Warrior Set Free and get to hear directly from them what's changed with, typically it's the husband, most veterans are male, but get to hear from the wife what's changed in their husband. And to be able to listen to a wife that gets her husband back and a father who's more alive, more present with his kids is a huge part of why we do what we do. Of course, the veteran suicide rate is ridiculous, and every one of those is a tragedy, and it hurts a little bit more when you hear there's a family left behind. But to know that through God working in our ministry and in the hearts of these men, we get to be a part of a family that stays together, and a kid that gets to grow up with his dad, and a wife that doesn't have to go through the tragedy of their husband committing suicide. And a lot of that, you know, is difficult to measure, but to be able to hear a wife overflowing with joy because her husband is more alive and more present, a better husband, a better father, a better part of the kingdom of God, is a huge, huge joy that I get to experience. And another similar story is I worked with a church in the Wago Resonant Church not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and got to spend a weekend with some men, including some Vietnam vets. And one of the Vietnam vets had an amazing encounter with God, dealt with some pain that's nearly 50 years old. I was, if I do the math right, I'm 47. I was born during Vietnam. So some of their pain is 45 to 50 years old. And to watch a man break and feel the love of God and get healing from the trauma from a war that was 50 years ago and get to be there in that moment where he's healed, where God touches his pain, and he gets to experience the freedom from that weight is priceless. And then on that event on Sunday, getting to meet his wife and looking her in the eye and say, "You have an amazing husband. And get ready, because he's a free man now compared to who he was just a couple days earlier." So through those events, we kind of just use biblical guidance to help guys deal with their pain. Same way at Warriors Set Free with a freedom appointment, the same thing happens on these events, and it's an honor and a privilege to be a part of seeing God work in these men's lives.
And these events obviously are in West Michigan, but people around the country are, and around, you know, the world too, are hearing MNN and hearing about this. So for people in U.S. and Canada, is there a chance for them to connect with you too? I mean, is it only limited to Michigan?
Warriors Set Free is at a position now where we've not that we've ever figured anything out. I think God's revealed to us a couple key tools that we can use to help veterans deal with their pain. So we're at a point now where we'd love to talk to people in other parts of the country and give them a little bit of guidance and some of the training and lessons we've learned over the last 5 years to be able to equip them locally. So we're not exactly sure how God's going to do that yet, but if there's someone in Sacramento, California, or Calgary, Canada, we'd love to talk to them and spend some time on the phone or set up some Skype meetings to be able to encourage them and share everything we got. We've not cornered the market on this, and there's a lot of veterans that are hurting. And the biblical solution to healing is to deal with your pain. And that's what we'd love to help anybody. I mean, you can call just about anywhere for free now. So anybody we can help, if they contact us through our Facebook page or through the Word Set Free webpage, I'd love to have people ringing up my phone every day, allowing me to share some of this with them.
And, you know, sometimes when you're dealing with trauma, a barrier to the healing process can be denial, or, you know, they don't even realize that they have this massive problem, I guess, so to say, that they need to deal with. So if you were to talk to a vet or a first responder right now, I guess, why should they reach out? Why should they get in touch with you?
Most people, all people, believe life is going pretty good until it's not. Men in general don't want to ask for help, and then you put the military mindset on top of it. We're trained to tolerate pain until we break. So one of the questions I ask a lot of people is, I love to listen to their stories, hear how they're doing, and then a simple question of, well, how's that working for you? Anger is a very common trait in veterans who are dealing with post-traumatic stress. And anger is warned against in Scripture many, many times. So it's the result of anger is not a better life. So when we hear that they have problems in their life, we can point them to a couple Scriptures of an angry person, a bitter root defiles many. So your own personal anger can ruin relationships. So we can ask some of those probing questions. How's your marriage? How are your kids? How's your relationship with your family? And that can start to be a temperature gauge of how they're actually doing. Now, that would be perfect scenario if they say, yeah, you're right, I need help. But most people, and Carl Payne is a good friend and a great author in the Seattle area, he says he can't help anybody until they're flat on their back looking up. I'd love to be able to help a guy when he understands life isn't as good as it could be. He's not experiencing that abundant life. But unfortunately, a lot of them wait until they're in tragedy. And we're glad to help them at that point, too. It's just less painful if they don't wait until that moment.
And, you know, we obviously will connect people with you guys who are on the front lines of this. But for those who are kind of on the outside, so to say, who are watching from the sidelines, how can we pray for veterans and first responders? How can we pray for those who need help and those who are helping?
The biggest prayer for veterans is that they would open up, that God would send someone into their lives that can understand their story and that they would open up and just share their pain a little bit. I joke that I steal so many sayings from other people, but one person, I don't know who said this, said, joy shared is joy multiplied, pain shared is pain divided. So if we pray that it can't be me, it can't be Warriors Set Free globally, but that a veteran would find that one person that they feel they can open up to share that pain, and just speaking it out loud helps kind of realize that it's manageable, that you're not the only one. When we get several of these guys together and they share their stories, they kind of look at each other and go, wow, I thought I was the only one. So praying that God would send someone. And that's a lot of times another veteran. When I sit across from a vet, I can sit across. I was Army from 90 to 2015, but I can sit across from a Marine from the Vietnam era, and understand some of the lingo, understand some of the experience. I've been deployed. I've been through training. I know what it's like to go through something similar. That's typically enough for them to trust me and be able to open up. But the veterans who get to a point of suicide and commit suicide typically don't believe there's anyone that can help them and no one that'll listen. And those are lies, and lies come from our enemy. So if we can break the lie that no one will understand, it'll never get better, that's a huge prayer. That and even any if you have a relative or a friend that's a veteran and say, you know, man, I might not be able to understand, but if you ever want to talk, just know that I'm willing to listen. That speaks volumes as well.
Beautiful. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
With Veterans Day, saying Happy Veterans Day is a great thing. We shouldn't say Happy Memorial Day, but Happy Veterans Day is a great thing to say to a veteran. I caution people away from saying thank you for your service because it's become a pretty stale cliche saying. But even looking a guy in his eye and saying, hey, thank you, I appreciate you, is a unique thought that I just think strikes more genuine than that phrase of thank you for your service.